Welcome to week 2, day 3 of this growth program, and I'm really, really proud of your dedication, consistency, and thirst for growth, and it is really and highly commendable. As we dive deeper into this program, I am excited about how you're going to grow and move from ideas to execution, which is the main reason why you joined the growth program. My name is Precious Oguntunde, and as you all know, I love to be called a growth driver. I would like to request that you all follow Growth Hack Network on Instagram, on growth_hack_network, and you can also follow me, Precious_Oguntunde, because in coming weeks we would like to, you know, give mentions to some of you, post reviews while we open the doors for the next cycle for people to join the waiting list. So please do well to follow us. Your support coaches will also be following you. We'll follow up with you on that as well, right? We need you to do that for us. I believe that's not too much to ask. Thank you so much. So please follow us. We really appreciate it. This week, we are talking a lot about goal setting. And in today's podcast, I will be showing you 6 guidelines that really work, that can help you set goals effectively, right? I remember yesterday, in the last podcast, I mentioned that goals are drivers of accomplishment. Goals are drivers of accomplishment. And when you don't set goals, time will catch up with you. You'll be caught unaware, and the time will ask you what you have been doing all the while. You don't want to wake up in 5 years and be like, what have I been doing with my life? So the difference between people who seem to have a lot of accomplishments and people who don't, it's not majorly hard work. Everybody says, oh, work hard. I'm not against hard work, and this is not even talking about hard work. I'm just trying to say that the difference between people who have accomplishments and seem like they are there in their lives, and people who feel like, what are they even doing with their lives, is the ability to set goals. Because goals drive you in a particular cause. Okay, this is what I mean. A man can spend 1 hour throwing stones into a sea, and another man in the same capacity can spend 1 hour talking to a prospective client for his business based on the goals he has for his business. The difference between these two people is that something is driving one person and the other person is not driven. So somebody can wake up every day and go to work and maybe work for 5-10 years, and another person is doing the same but has a goal, is driven by something. If you're not throwing stones into a basket or balls into a basket, you're just throwing everywhere, it's going to be landing everywhere. It's not going to amount to much. Do you understand? So it's very important that, much more than hard work, you have to be driven by something, hence the reason for goals. And that's why I said that goals are drivers of accomplishment. So the fact that you're doing something and you're working hard at it doesn't mean it's going to amount to much, right? So goals are drivers of accomplishment. Let's get down to the 6 guidelines I mentioned that makes goal setting effective. Firstly, you have to write your goals down. I listened to a statistic of how that only 16% of the world's population set goals, and of this 16%, only 23% of them actually achieve their goals. So what happens to the remaining percentage of population? Right, so this shows you that, okay, well, you're one of the minority, and we at Growth Hack Network are looking to increase this percentage, to educate people much more so that they can amount to much in their lives. So it's very important to write your goals down. Do not just put your goals in your head or in your mind as a wish. Every random person has a wish. Growing up, you must have heard that if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Everybody has a wish. Some people have very funny wishes, you know, dreams and all. But when you move it from your head to a paper, to your notepad, you are communicating a seriousness, right? You are communicating to the universe that right now, I'm moving this thing from my mind or my head to a paper, to a notepad, to make it concrete that I'm serious about this thing. I'm going for this. I'm going for this. You know, telling you to write your goals down is not just for the cause of this growth program. Even after now, it's something you should learn that when you're setting goals, don't set goals in your head. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I'm telling you of something that has worked in my life and that is still working in my life, right? So don't set goals in your head. Write your goals down. It communicates a sense of seriousness, right? It puts the goal before you and it tells the universe that you are ready to go for this. Yeah. So a lot of people say, I set a goal. Write your goals down first. Write it down. Let it be concrete. Write it down. Right? So that's one of the ways your goals can be effective, or your goal setting can be effective. Write your goals down. Two, set SMART goals. You know, we have already talked about that in the last podcast. You have to set goals that are SMART, specific, goals that are measurable, goals that are achievable, goals that are relevant, and goals that are time-bound. It can't just be overemphasized. You have to set SMART goals. And after this podcast, I'll communicate the medium we have for you to, you know, to do this, that can guide you in the process of doing this, right? So you have to set SMART goals. Three, you have to visualize your goals. Visualize your goals. Make use of your mind. Create pictures of the accomplishments of those goals. How will you feel? What does it feel like? What does it look like? Do you understand? Create pictures in your head, in your mind. Say you want to own a business and the goal you're setting first is to maybe create your first website or talk to a business coach to develop a plan that works, something. Create what the accomplishment of that goal will look like and make you feel, right? Or maybe you want to write a book. Do you understand? Don't just let your goals be connected to your heart. When your goals are connected to your heart, you are more driven. Even when you want to give up, you're like, I love the way I'll feel when I accomplish this goal. I'm going to go for it. Yeah, so visualize your goals. Don't just let your goals be in your head and on paper. Let it be connected to your heart. Let it give you a sense of satisfaction, a sense of feeling so good and great about it as well. So please visualize your goals. It helps you to stay committed to it. Visualize your goals. Four, conduct a research on the goals you are setting. I mean, this is one of the reasons why people set goals that are not SMART, because you don't even know what should go into it. You don't know the time you need to accomplish it. If you have never written a book before and you set the goal to write a book in 1 month, you might feel like the goal is that overwhelming or unrealistic. I mean, how do you know if something is unrealistic? It's because you made research to know that this is actually the time it would take me. This is what it would take me to achieve this goal. So research is very good. And when I mean research, I don't mean that you're going to travel out of the country, you know, get papers and all. Research can just simply mean talking to somebody who has done it before to see, what do you think is the feasible time to accomplish this type of goal? This is what I'm looking to do. What do you think can go into it? What do you think should go into it? Do you understand? It also helps you in action planning. And we're going to address action planning in the coming week. Yeah, so it is very important to research on whatever you're committing to. I mean, why would you say you're setting a goal you know nothing about? Even if you really want it, you have to research, ask questions, read a blog, read a material about it. It is very, very important to research on your goals. Right, the fifth thing I would like to talk about. Ooh, we are going to the sixth in a bit. Thank you for staying with me till now. Right. So the fifth is that you have to review the progress of your goal regularly. You know, we mentioned We mentioned in the SMART goals, we mentioned how it is good to measure your goals. And I just felt like it's important for me to still bring it out here to say that you have to review the progress of your goal regularly. Let it be weekly, fortnightly. Don't review your goals quarterly. Especially when you are just on the journey, right? So please, it's very important that you review the progress of your goals regularly. It puts the goal right in front of you. It puts it in front of your face. When you have to review your goals weekly, you know that, oh, I'm still committed to this thing. It helps you to attest that your action plan is working. That is, whatever plan you have put in place is working, or it is not working. And once it's not working, you have to course correct. You don't want to wake up after 3 months to now discover that the plan you put in place to set your goals did not yield the results you're expecting, right? So it is very, very important that you review the progress of your goal regularly. And the last but not the least I like to talk about is focus. Focus is so key. Focus is really, really key in setting goals and achieving them. You have to have a narrow focus. You have to have a narrow focus when you're setting goals. Please, you have to focus your focus. That's what I like to say. Like, put your attention on the goal. Put your attention on that goal. Don't be everywhere and feel like, oh, why have I not achieved my goal? It's because your attention is divided, or your mind is divided, or something. Please, focus is key in goal setting. If you know you want to go for that goal, put your all in it. Focus your mind on it. There's a way your brain communicates action when there's focus. If what you want to do is to cook and you're in the kitchen, your mind is just there to cook. When your mind is everywhere, there's a possibility that the food might get burnt, or that you might hurt yourself, something. Do you understand? So it's very important that you focus. As we're getting into the heat, as we're getting into the heat of this growth program, into the heat of execution, I it's very important for me to say that you have to participate. Now, in this week, you are expected to set your goals. Why you came here, why you want to move your ideas to execution. We mentioned how that goals are important for execution. So it's very important that you participate in all the activities apart from the review right now. You have to participate in the things we ask you to do. When we give you a template, a format, and we want you to, you know, work on it and send it back to us, it's very important that you participate. I mean, whether we record a podcast for you, we facilitate a book review, if you don't do anything with it, it's two things. One, nothing changes until you change it, so it's your responsibility. Then two, that's the best way you can reward us for our time, our money, our resources, and everything we have put into this growth program, right? So we have a mini ebook called The Growth Guide. This is by Growth Hack Network, which will help you in envisioning and goal setting. To help you in envisioning and goal setting, we have put a lot into compiling this invaluable resource, and we're going to be giving it to you. It's going to be on dedicated group, as well as your growth, your support coaches will send it to you. It is very important that you respond to the template. And your response should not be on WhatsApp, please. Please put your response on a document. Use Microsoft Word, use Notepad, something. Please let it be on a Word document. That's how it's going to be effective. We appreciate it. Please, 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 and please. I'm really begging you. I'm begging you for your growth. Won't you thank me? Yes, it's very important that you respond to the questions in the growth guide. This is one of the major goals for this week. Setting goals. You have to be able to set your goals before we move into action planning next week, right? I'm very happy that you're moving and that you're no longer where you used to be. I can't just wait. I mean, I can't wait to see the version 8.0 of you. If you were at the coaching call, you understand what I mean by version 8.0. Cheers to your growth. I'm really excited about it. I mean, I'm really happy about it. Bye, and have a great day.